Hello and welcome to Rick's Martini Bar. I'm Jerry McCarty here with Rick Farmelo, and once again, no Amanda Raymond. Amanda, this bar is getting lonely.
I know. This is our last podcast without her.
She'll be back. She's still back east in New York and enjoying the winter weather, I guess. But it is New Year's Eve.
Yes, it
Cheers.
Is.
For you, 2011.
At least for the podcast.
For the podcast, it is. Yeah, we're taping it a little
bit. If it was New Year's Eve, we'd be slurring our words a little probably.
That's right. That's right. So we're going to do the podcast now so we can slur our words on,
and not embarrass ourselves in front of our many fans.
Right, right, right. So anyway, so Happy New Year to you. We're going to talk a little bit about 2010 and the most memorable events in 2010. And Rick, you can go ahead because I know what yours is.
Well, there's been some good ones. I mean, I won't go do the negative ones. We didn't have a fire this year in Steve, where I live.
I shouldn't say where I live, should I?
No. Right? You have stalkers. So I already have people.
I get stalked enough without telling where I am. But here at the bar, we did not have any brush fires in Southern California this year. So that was a good thing. We did have pretty bad rain during Christmas, but it looks like they've passed. Probably, let's see, work-wise was good.
Everything it was a good year.
It was an okay year.
I mean,
it could have been better, but to me, and we're going to do a podcast about this, but if you talk about memorable events of 2010, for me, the ultimate would be the Giants winning.
Gotta be. I thought that would come out of your mouth like before I even asked the question about what the best thing of 2010
had to be. I still am
Giants victory.
On a cloud about it, so.
And you should be. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, so the Giants won the World Series, definitely a huge, huge event in 2010. And I'm going to get a little bit on the, a big thing in 2010 for me, I hate to talk about death, but Tony Curtis, of course, who we talked about, but from my hometown, Detroit, and when you talk about the Giants, I immediately think of my Detroit Tigers, my beloved Detroit Tigers.
Oh, speaking of death, right?
And we lost two icons. We lost Sparky Anderson, mm-hmm. who passed away, and Ernie Harwell, great announcer,
passed away.
So two
yeah,
great.
We could have done this on people
Tigers.
That passed away over the past.
It's not too late. We can still.
It's our podcast. Do whatever we want.
You can do whatever you want.
Curtis was a big guy for us.
Tony Curtis was
great. We loved
great.
Tony Curtis. We met him, and he was a really cool guy. I mean, you know, Jerry listened to his book.
And I've met him a few times. You met him a few times.
Yeah, it was cool. He was a really nice guy. And he was one of my favorite actors. So it was really cool meeting him. And it was sad when he passed away. Also, we have got to do some kind of a visual thing one of these days.
Oh yeah, the podcast, right?
Because they can see my massive Rat Pack wall. It's basically devoted to the Rat Pack guys. As well as other 60s sort of icons. I have Batman and Robin up here, Adam West and Burt Ward. One of my pictures are the Monkees and Jerry Lewis. And one of my pictures is of Robert Culp from I Spy. And I met him, and he was super cool.
Yeah.
And he died.
Yeah. He died this year, too.
Fairly soon after I met
him. He was an airplane, too, right?
I don't know if Robert Culp was.
Yeah, he was the squadron. He was, they called him at the end. But three people from that movie Airplane died.
Wow.
Leslie Nielsen died, and Peter Graves.
Died
too. So
Peter Graves to me is always Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
No matter what else he's done.
Yeah. And Robert Culp is always I Spy.
I Spy.
Yeah.
Robert Culp was also in Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice.
That's right.
Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice.
With Elliot Gould, Natalie Wood, and Diane Cannon.
Right.
Yeah. Good movie. Back in the.
She beat Phyllis Diller out for the part.
Who's he married? Who's married to? He must have been married to Diane Cannon.
I don't remember.
Well, Elliot Gould would have. One of them was married to Natalie Wood. Maybe he was married to Natalie Wood. But
they probably both anyway,
were. Yeah, so they. So Airplane lost three people, and all good guys. I mean, people that were in there. And
in the world. Somebody else from this in there. Somebody big. I don't remember who it is now. In sports, for me, losing people, He lost Jack Tatum of the Oakland Raiders.
And Merlin Olsen of the Rams. Fearsome Foursome, mm-hmm. right, of the Rams there, and Father Murphy.
More importantly, Father Murphy. No, more importantly, the wasn't that flower commercial?
FTD Flowers, he did flower commercial.
That goes from the Fearsome Foursome to Flowers. Shows what happens when you get older. So, yeah, Jack Tatum of the Oakland Raiders, that was a big one. There was somebody else.
Jack Tatum have a nickname with the Raiders?
The Assassin.
They always give defensive players nicknames, but they never give, but they were like, you know.
Not many offensive guys have nicknames for
Ed
some reason.
Ed Tuttle Jones and, you know, like all that.
Who else? And then, speaking of the Giants, Bobby Thompson, the famous Bobby Thompson.
Bobby Thompson.
Shot heard around the world. Yeah. He also passed away.
Yeah.
And that was when you think about it, kind of in a very ironic thing. He died before the Giants won the World Series.
Yeah. And then Bob Feller died just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. So he lost a lot of really cool, and I'm forgetting people. I know at the Oscars this year, I'll see the thing on the screen. I'm like, oh, yeah.
See the thing go up, and you're like, wow. And I know
but we didn't lose Abe Vigoda.
Abe Vigoda still lives. So Abe Vigoda still is rolling. That's my thing that I always say is, and Abe Vigoda still lives on.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, I don't know how old he is, but he made some deal. And one of my favorite moms...
We lost June Cleaver. That was big. I mean, for me, I was a little kid. I actually remember when Leave It to Beaver was on, like, in prime time.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the last year I remember.
Yeah.
I think it was on ABC. But, yeah, she was awesome. Leave It to Beaver is one of the best shows ever. And she was great. And Hugh Beaumont as Ward was amazing. The best, like, mom and dads, I thought. And speaking of, we also lost Tom Bosley.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Chips Cunningham.
So those are huge,
television
parents that people watched for many years. It wasn't just, like, one season, and, oh, it's too bad. I mean, this guy was, like, Happy Days. I mean, that was on for a long time.
Right.
And he's always going to be known as one of the major dads in TV history. So that was
we haven't talked about this, but somebody that I'm curious to think of how you think he is, but Blake Edwards.
Mm.
How do you think he raised? He passed away.
He's great, okay? He's already made enough great movies, mm-hmm. but he also made some bad movies.
He certainly made some bad ones.
He's like Robert Zemeckis. It's like he did some good stuff, and then he does bad stuff.
Right.
And Blake Edwards is in that category where early in his career, particularly in the 60s, he just made great movies, I thought. And then he started kind of doing the Pink Panther sequels and just kind of... But, you know, the original Pink Panther and The Great Race, which I don't know if... I think we talked about that recently, directed that. So, I mean, he's a legend, and he did great things. I mean, I think it's overall hit and miss. But I think, when you look at his really, really good things.
And married to Julianne Drews.
Yeah, and that's cool.
And that's cool that they stayed married all that time.
Yeah, she had a thing for Bertha Chimneysweep, but she decided she knew where to... Speaking of Bertha Chimneysweep, I'll tell you one of my most disappointing things of the past year was Amanda and I had tickets for Christmas. It was going to be our Christmas present to go see Dick Van Dyke.
Oh.
At the Geffen Theater. It was supposed to be last Saturday or the Saturday before. And during the preview, one of the preview shows, 2 days before he was supposed to go, he hurt his Achilles, injured his Achilles, and so they canceled the entire run, and they have no plans to reschedule it. I was absolutely, but what was good about it was I was able to go that same night to go see Glenn Keane, who's a friend of mine, also like a brilliant, world-famous animator. It's a tribute to him in Hollywood. I went to go see that, and so I spent the night... kind of hang out with him and watching his clips, and they showed a lot of my stuff too, which is kind of cool. Added bonus. So maybe it was supposed to be that way. Maybe it was supposed to be that.
I still think that, in fact, while we're talking about this, that while he's still alive, they should do some huge tribute to Dick Van Dyke. Mm-hmm. Like Carl Reiner's still alive, Mary Tyler Moore is still around. Yep. I mean, there's all these people.
Rosemary.
That work with Julie Andrews.
Rosemary.
Yeah,
Michelle Lee, who is in one of my favorite movies of all time, is the comic.
The comic, Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke comic. I'm sorry, I'm eating shrimp while we're talking, but
it's a bar.
It's a bar. Yeah, it's supposed to be. anyway, so yeah, that's Dick Van Dyke for you. So.
Yeah. So we'd love to see them do a some big, huge thing. They should do that at the Academy. You're in the Academy, Rick. Why don't you get them to honor him before
they don't listen.
It's too late.
They don't listen to me.
Seriously, they could.
Do you think they'd have Anne Hathaway and this other Franco guy?
James Franco.
If they listen to me? No.
I like James Franco, so.
He's okay. I mean, they're both good. They're both talented. I just don't see them as hosts, but who cares
and,
what I see?
When it reminded also of someone who passed away when we talked about Blake Edwards. Tino De Laurentiis.
Right. Now, when I think of... Now, I'll tell you, I've got to be honest with you, and he was a good friend of Bob Evans.
Yeah.
When I think of Tino De Laurentiis, I think of, like, schlock, like from the 70s.
I think of King Kong.
King Kong, which is, like, one of the worst remakes ever.
Yeah.
We're going to do... We are going to do a...
We're going to do a remake. But I will tell you that I think that is... See, that was something they should have done a remake. He did a terrible job. But the monkey looked so fake in the original one that is a reason to do a remake. It looked fake in his too, and is probably the worst acting Jessica Lange has ever had in her entire career.
Yeah, that was her first movie.
First movie she ever did.
She was horrible. And she wanted to do great stuff, but
yeah. But Jeff Bridges,
he was just
Jessica
there.
Lange, and I think Charles Grodin's in that too. And it's like it's a piece of junk.
Yeah.
And it should be great.
But he did do some good stuff earlier that I wasn't aware of initially, and I looked back in his filmography and said, he did some good movies, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, so he went, and another one that I remembered, that Jill Clayburgh, she passed away, and she was in one of my favorite movies, North Dallas 40, and also in...
North Dallas 40, yeah.
Yeah, she was great in that movie. She played the... owner of the football team's daughter, who was dating Nick Nolte.
That's my favorite football movie, North Dallas 40. I mean, we can think about it, there haven't been a lot of football movies.
Right.
Brian's Song is another really good one. I mean, there's some good ones, but that's like, I think that one's like really like how football, pro football is.
Oh, and speaking of football, we got to end we've gone our time, but we got to end with a... another football one I just remembered. Don Meredith.
Oh, right. Andy Don from Monday Night Football. A lot of people under 40 probably don't remember who he was.
I know.
He was one of the original hosts. Well,
he was the original, wasn't he?
I'm trying to think.
I think it was. Keith Jackson.
Jackson.
Bumble!
Oh my! Yeah, it was Keith Jackson before. I think it was before Frank Gifford, right?
Right, and then Keith Jackson went and did college.
Yeah,
and I think he
went back to school.
Went to college and did like Gifford Notre Dame for ABC for every.
And it was Frank Gifford, Don Meredith, who's an ex, really good quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys in the 60s. I thought he was really good. Anyway, he and Howard Cosell and Frank Gifford, that was the team.
The weirdest chemistry you would think in the world.
But you know what? It didn't. That's one of the few times you watched a football game because of those guys.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, you can't say that now because of the guy announcing it. But those guys were like, they were like entertainment.
Yeah.
They were the very first, the very first sports announcers to actually be kind of entertaining and be funny and, you know.
I got to tell you, I don't know if I ever told you this story about the, people used to come into the booth. In fact, John Lennon came into the booth one time when they were in there.
Right.
But people would come up into the booth. And I got to make sure I get this right, but Tony Kubek, the Yankees announcer, came in. And it was when the designated hitter had come in the league. And he's...
Worst decision ever.
So Cosell, who's like... I mean, if you want to pick a fight, Cosell's the guy that you would want to pick a fight with. So Cosell asked baseball purist Tony Kubek, he says... So, Tony, what do you think about the designated hitter rule? Mm-hmm. And Tony Kubek is like, no, it takes the strategy out of the game, blah, 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 blah. And Cosell goes, you know, it's like between plays. You got like a little bit to talk. Cosell goes, you are wrong. They should have an offense and a defense, just like football. You should have an offensive battery and a defensive field of players, and that's the way it should be. Let's go back to the game. And he, like, cut him off.
Wow.
And Kubek must have been, like, in pain over that. But anyway.
Speaking of John Lennon. This is a famous year because it was his, would have been his 70th birthday.
70th birthday.
And there's a lot of cool things that came out for sale that still, you know, all of his albums are reissued, remastered, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, celebration. Yeah. The Beatles, iTunes got the Beatles music. It's awesome. And there's billboards all over the place. And I was up at Apple, and I was hoping Paul McCartney would do their Christmas party, but
and
he didn't.
Who did?
He didn't. And he just, you know, corporate cutbacks and stuff. They didn't have any big act. They had U2 play there one year, but they didn't have anybody big. I was hoping they would have...
What about a Journey tribute band? Anything?
I'd have been happy if they'd have got Julian Lennon. That would have been awesome if they would have got that.
Or the Lennon sisters.
Lennon's, I would have taken that.
They're old now, but they would have been good.
They would have been good. But anyway, but yeah, definitely a rejuvenation of the Beatles, and I think...
Now people have heard of... Now people will appreciate him, finally.
Oh, yeah.
They'll finally get their due because, well... I think they got their due, actually.
They got their due. But it's still, you know, there's still people that have no idea. When somebody remakes one of their songs, they'll be like, oh, did you hear this cool song? And I'm like, yeah, the Beatles did that in 1964.
I know, yeah.
And,
well, now they're portable. The Beatles are portable now.
Oh, yeah. That's what you
mean. That's cool. No, it's fine. It's great.
That's, I, as you know, I'm a huge technology guy, and I like it easier that you can take your iPod with you and listen to whatever Beatles. I can go to the gym and listen to Beatles music, and in 1964 you couldn't do that. You had to play the album, and there's some things we lost with the technology.
And it's hard when you're on the treadmill to move the needle and flip the record over. You scratch it. It's much easier. I agree with you.
So I'm all for it.
45s are hard.
But anyway, we have gone way past our time as usual. But anyway, that's what New Year's is for. Reminiscing, thinking about the people we lost for the year, thinking about the good things. It's like a perfect New Year's podcast. Talking about things, and as always,
bar talk. It's
bar talk. Looking forward to 2011. I got a lot of things I'm looking forward to happen in 2011, and it's been a great podcast. The podcast started in 2010 and continues.
And it's changed culture forever. I don't know why.
And in 2011, who
watch for Time. Watch for the Time magazine cover next year. See who the men of the year are.
Not that
dweeb from Facebook nerd. No, it's going to be us. I'm just going to predict.
We'll do a little preview of coming attractions. We're going to do an Oscar podcast. Mm-hmm. But do you want to say a best picture?
No, you don't want to do it. No, because I haven't seen.
Rick is a typical Academy member. They don't watch any of the movies until the very end, and then they watch them on TV, and then that's why Avatar wins.
Avatar didn't win. But I'll just predict, just because I have, and without seeing any of the best picture, we don't know who the best picture nominees are. I'm going to say The King's Speech. What do you think of that?
For Best Picture?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, I love that. That would be awesome. That would be like a huge upset.
I'm just saying.
That would be a
what do you think it's going to be?
I
do predictions without seeing anything, by the way.
No, I've seen a lot.
That's the type of movie the Academy likes.
I think The Fighter was really good.
Okay.
I think The Social Network is going to get a lot of buzz, but I think it's going to be the one that's going to fade out. Mm-hmm. But I think The Fighter might grow. I'm not sure. It's weird how that Oscar thing goes. It's like certain things die, and then certain things like really pick up at the for the awards. But I think The Fighter is going to get a lot of buzz. Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised that that movie, The Town, have you seen that?
I've heard it's really good. I haven't seen it, though.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's dead.
Well,
I mean, it's... No Golden Globes.
The Golden Globes are silly. They're
okay.
Really silly.
In fact, we're over our time, but let's talk about the Golden Globes. They nominated Johnny Depp for two awards because he wears a beret and a scarf. And he's kind of European.
That's the form.
They think he's like European. So they nominated him for Alice in Wonderland and The Tourist. They nominated him for those. They nominated him for two roles, and
that's a joke. Alice in Wonderland, are you joking?
I'm nominated for Best Actor for Alice in Wonderland, and they didn't nominate.
I think Johnny Depp's a great actor. Don't get me wrong, he's a great actor.
They didn't nominate Jeff Bridges.
PK for True Grit?
Been nominated. What is this Western movie? We do not know Western. Foreign press.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, and the well, so it's the French that control the foreign press.
Maybe.
So if Jerry Lewis was nominated for a movie, he would be in.
He got an award, but it was not from them. But he got an Oscar, finally.
Yeah.
I was there that year.
Did he even win a Golden Globe, or did they?
He won the honorary Oscar thing.
Yeah. But he won the humanitarian.
It was
which he should win.
Thalberg Award, which is the humanitarian award. It wasn't for life achievement, which is the, I don't know.
We got to end this podcast. This is our longest podcast ever. So cheers, Rick. Happy New Year. Here's to 2011. Thanks for everything. Thanks for a great year.
To all of our listeners.
All our listeners, thank you for listening. Send in your, we love it when you send in stuff.
Those Post-its.
And Post-its, we love that. And we'll have to do a podcast answering your questions. And I do get all your emails. And I try to respond to every one of them. So thank you for sending the emails. And
I hate when you send a stamped picture.
No, I respond personally to everything. And you can get this podcast at www.mccartymetro.com. It's entirely free.
This is a long one. It should be
for this one is free. They're all free. Right. You're getting such a bargain. This is so good.
To our sponsors.
Our sponsors, thank you. PB Imaging. PB Imaging, go to the website. Link to PB Imaging. They do business cards. You can pick your favorite movie. Call Peter at PB Imaging, and he will make you the movie poster. Send it to you. He's probably breaking some copyright laws, but he doesn't care.
Really?
And it would be a great thing to frame. And in fact, he's doing Rick at a Cotton Club poster that Peter is going to remake.
There's two of them that exist.
Two of them in existence.
And I have one of them.
Now there will be a third copy. Thank you very much, Peter. And also audible.com where you can get audiobooks. Rick, for Christmas, got me the Carrie Fisher audiobook, which I'm looking forward to hearing about.
He had to read the cover of
her.
I made him at least read the cover.
I hear about her alcoholic run-ins and married to Paul Simon and Eddie Fisher. Her dad died, too, in 2000.
That's right, he did.
In 2010.
That's right.
So thanks for joining us. Cheers.
Ham's beer.
Happy New Year!